Today's episode comes straight from the pages of the book I wrote, The Trauma We Don't Talk About. If you're reading this book, if you're using this book as a resource, if you're a therapist or student, it's the page 185, so it's the first volume. Many people say, I can't even imagine what it feels like to survive genocide. And I say, don't imagine. Instead, let this episode help you to absorb the reality of what it means to survive genocide, to be in it, what it means to live through it, and what it means to carry it long after the world thinks it's over. And this is going to happen in the next decade or decades. You're going to face horrible impact on the people. Because you're not talking about many things. We are not talking about direct impact on that one human being. You, me, that child, that mother, a brother. Communities. And this is not just about the past. It's happening now. It's happening in me, decades after the genocide I survived. I am a Serbian from Croatia, unrecognized genocide. It's happening to many of my clients. So don't listen with your mind. Just listen with your heart. This is not a history lesson. This might be your life right now. This might be your story too. And today I sit on the land of Indigenous people in Canada. And even as I read this, I have all my Indigenous people in mind, my clients, unrecognized genocide as well. And if you want to read more of what you're not supposed to say out loud, what we don't post on social media, what rarely gets said in a therapist's offices or in our communities, you can find in the book, The Trauma We Don't Talk About. The link is in the show notes. Here we go. Genocide. I survived genocide. The same as my parents. The same as my grandparents. There is a lineage of genocide survivors inside of me. We all survived. Miraculously, 58 of family members survived. On average, each family member survived 2 to 3 wars in their lifetime. I wonder about the cost of this resiliency, about living a life with fear and terror instilled in my bones. To spend every day knowing there is a probability of another massacre that I will have to survive. Not quite the achievement I was hoping to unlock when I dreamed about life accomplishments and self-realization goals. What I didn't survive is the genocide of my identity. The genocide of my name, the genocide of my ethnicity, the genocide of my religion, the genocide of the humanity within me. The genocide of my childhood. The genocide of my innocence. The genocide of my being. We didn't survive those genocides. Not the genocide of our human identity. No, we didn't survive that. And let's pause. Let's pause. You don't need to imagine. Just pause and absorb the reality of us who survived genocide and who did not survive genocide. If this episode spoke to your mind, to your existence, and if you feel these stories need to continue being told and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edit. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exile and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, and extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing, shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing, or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exiled and Rising Premium, where survival turns into self-mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at videoask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well.